When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
I wasn't paying attention, and I let the timer run out.
You were too busy thinking about New Year's Eve.
I was thinking about what you were saying before. I don't know if it was... Well, first of all, Andrew's here. Ashley's here. Brand new fiancés.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit, but...
Show off the bling.
Look at that. No need to zoom in, yo.
Sparkle.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about
Cracker Jack box.
That's pretty. They've upped their game a lot.
Right. They have.
Mother is out today, Jill.
So, not Beth.
Yeah, no, she's working.
I was like, which one?
Jill is out today, so you guys are nice enough to come in and fill in. And when the countdown was going on, you had said, what it be at on New Year's Eve? It's always from 10. What if they're like, all right, let's go, let's start. 120, 119, 118. Thank God they started at 10. Too many drunk people would be like, forget it.
They would have passed out.
Yeah,
because they're inhaling, exhaling so much that they're...
Yeah, totally.
Everybody's passed out on Times Square prior to the ball dropping. Hyperventilating.
So you guys, like literally last minute, texted you guys last night to come in here. So I appreciate you guys coming in.
Always.
Filling in. Before we talk about what happened this last week with you guys, talk about big stuff coming up on Tuesday here in Omaha with Coffee and Cream. Your
look at this
show,
easy plug.
Yeah,
easy plug, courtesy of my own teammate.
Yeah, that's right.
No big news. We have expanded our reach, and we were telling Omaha for the longest time, hey, we are going to be on the airwaves in town soon. Like, just be patient with us. And the time has finally arrived. We'll be on 590 AM starting January 3rd, every day. Well, not every day, excluding weekends, Monday through Friday of the week. So same time slot, 7 to 9, and we'll still be on in Lincoln. We'll still be on in various other stations across the state, but it's takeover time.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be huge.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So 590, tune in, and you know, preference wise, I love 590 because we get great signal here in town.
Yeah, right? All over the place. Yeah, so now Lincoln and Omaha both.
Yep.
It's huge. Okay, so you've been on the show many times, but Ashley
too many
is
to
not.
Count.
Introduce us to Ashley.
Hi.
Ashley is my fiance.
Hey!
Yay!
She loves hearing that, too.
I do. It's so cool.
And it's only been, is it a week today?
A week yesterday.
Tomorrow, because we had to push it back. Oh, no, it is today.
Today's Friday.
Yesterday was a week.
I am all over the place.
Yeah. What would you do without me? You'd be so confused on what day it is.
Well, I wouldn't have a fiance.
Right.
No, so we started dating back, was it September of 2021? Yeah. Because it was just over a year. So it was a year and 3 months?
Yeah.
Does that math add up?
I don't know. Yeah. You just thought it was... a week tomorrow,
almost,
so I'm not going to test
right?
Your
almost a year and 4 months.
See?
Shy of.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a math major.
I wasn't either.
You don't need math to talk.
No, not one bit.
Ashley, what do you do?
So I am a personal trainer right now on an online platform. So do like online training with people, corrective exercising, help you get in shape, you know, new year, new you. So shout out if you want some help, let me know.
Yeah, we'll put your link or whatever in the little description when we're all done.
Yeah.
So people can contact you.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
No creepers though.
What?
That's not what you do.
Yeah, it is. Right now. I haven't announced it yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. So I guess I'll announce it.
Just announce it here.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be...
Nobody listens to our podcast anyway. So.
Well, okay, so that's... currently what I do, but I'm going to be working at a chiropractic clinic.
This Sweet. Is what I know.
Yeah.
This,
yes. Yes.
I swear I know more about my fiance
right.
than what it seems.
Right.
And I'll be more like the physical therapy technician doing, you know, like massage, doing Theragun, doing corrective exercises, Mac Family Chiropractic in Elkhorn and Omaha. Shout out.
Fun.
Locally owned.
Yes.
And operated.
Very cool.
Yes. So, yeah.
So you guys, I assume, are extremely health conscious in your house as far as food goes.
Well,
you would think he ruins it.
She is, not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I could eat the same thing every day, and I used to before I met him.
Yeah, same. I could eat, find something I like, and I could burn
exactly.
it for not like me. 90 days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. I would have like shrimp and rice every single night, and then the same thing for every single lunch.
Seriously, but, same. Yeah.
Give me a frozen pizza.
Same.
Well, that's what we ate the past like two nights.
Well, no, we had Emos, and that's not frozen.
Which, thank you guys for bringing. Was it Emos what you brought us?
Emos.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
From St. Louis.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
I had to trade in my kidney to get all five pizzas.
Well, I appreciate that.
And then you almost lost it on DB's driveway.
Yeah, I almost lost my other one because his driveway was not shoveled. And she parks the car, which I think because we have a dial for putting it in park on those new fancy cars that you just like, you know, shift it that way when it used to be like you're cranking
back
it all the way down.
The Prindle.
And I thought she just put it in neutral. So the car just starts sliding back. I'm like, hit the brakes.
And I'm like looking down because I'm not paying attention. I just put it in park. So I'm like, where is my phone? Where is my stuff? And then I just put it in park.
She's about to take me out because the door is open. I'm standing on the driveway and the car is just pulling me down the driveway.
She's hanging on by the door.
So was it like not in park or was it ice?
No, it was ice.
It was ice.
Yeah.
So I'm like, emergency brake! Hit the emergency brake!
I
feel like I'm in the Polar Express. Pull the emergency brake!
Well, it's not my car, so I'm like, I don't know where your emergency brake is at. It was in the middle. Usually it's like underneath.
Yeah, the emergency brake, mine's in the middle. It's like a little thing you just flip up. It's like,
same.
Use the emergency. It's like, oh, you pull it back. It was like an emergency. This is nothing says emergency about a click.
I don't even know if it's a pull up or push down.
Yeah, same.
I think yours is a push down, but yeah, it didn't feel very emergency like.
No.
It was too calm.
But going back to food, so pizza, yes, we had the past 2 days, but that's because we needed to eat it or else it would have gone bad because they didn't wrap it. It was weird. Normally they wrap that in saran wrap and it's a little more frozen than it actually was. But no, I need the sugary cereal. Has to be name brand.
Okay.
Him and my mom are in like a...
We're in a war.
Cereal war?
Yeah.
She's like, you don't need name brand cereal. It tastes the same. And he swears it doesn't. He swears it's...
We're the same as your mom. Like, everything just tastes the same.
It tastes the same.
There's a couple things that don't.
Just call me Leonidas.
Yeah.
I don't know what is that. What's what? That?
Sparta?
What's that?
We are Sparta.
Oh, got it. Okay. We get it now.
I'm like, what? That's a
reference. So, sugary cereal. I buy the snacks.
Yeah.
So, if people came over... And said, hey, can I just grab a snack from your cabinet? They'd open it up, and if Ashley was the only one that lived there, they'd
We'd
be
like fruits and vegetables.
They'd be like, veggie straws? Like, that's the
I
best you have.
I love a veggie
straw.
Yeah,
but that'd be the best thing you have in there.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, how often are you feeling veggie straws?
Well, we got some Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its and grapes. It's a great midnight
snack.
Have
you had Cheez-It, like chicken, like whatever, tenderloins or some tender chicken tenders, where Cheez-Its, you crunch them up and use that as the
as the breading?
It? Yes.
No, I've never done that.
Game changing.
Really?
He loves to cook, so he'll do it.
See, it's really that's what I'll do. So I normally go out and buy all the stuff and then come back and, you know, maybe there's a carton of ice cream mixed in to all of the dinner items.
No, if we go to Aldi's or something, like, I'm like adding, you know, healthy things to the cart. And then he comes back with like cookies and ice cream because you got to have them both.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm new here. I've never been on live television before.
Okay, so you guys, talk about what happened last week. Tell us about
you know what?
Everything.
I gave my perspective on a podcast already, which you can find on Herd at Sports. But
and actually, I'll link to that in our description.
Yeah,
too. You and I did this before, like what, 2 weeks before you actually proposed or a week before?
Week before.
And it was so you timed it out after... She said yes, which was still up in the air.
Yeah.
Total toss up. Then you could listen to it after you guys were, it was done. Which I think was a super cool idea.
Which was funny because we got into the car and she got mad at me because she thought I was about to do work things. Because I'm like, hey, listen to this podcast.
You said that. I think you mentioned that before. Yeah. Like, she's probably going to say something like, dude, we just got engaged.
Let's
and you're
celebrate.
Gonna
well, like, it's funny because DB called him to congratulate him. And then we're like walking out of the butterfly house. And then I hear him like talking like work stuff. And I'm like, again, like, you're so busy all the time. Like, let's just take this day to not focus on work, right?
12 hours.
And then we get in the car and like, I didn't say anything out loud. Like, I wasn't mad at you like that, but he started playing like a
podcast. But then she started ignoring the podcast. I'm like, listen to the podcast.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just started ignoring it. And then, because I was thinking like, oh, he's going to play, like, we have like a cute little Spotify playlist of like our favorite songs. So I'm like, this would be a perfect time to play this, right?
And then I go, let's listen to a podcast.
And then I heard like the word him say proposal on the podcast. And I was like, okay, now I'm listening.
Now you got my attention. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So talk about leading up to it and the whole.
So give me your perspective. Give them your perspective first.
Okay. So, well, you know, we always had those conversations of, you know, getting married and blah, 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 all that stuff. But he wanted everything to be a surprise. And I did, too. So much so that, like, he wouldn't really talk about even, like, wanting to get married in the future, which was so funny. So, like, in the summertime, I'm like, you can keep things a surprise. But, like, what, like, time frame do you think that will, you know, want to get married and things like that, because I'm 27 and just kind of getting like a game park idea. And so we kind of like decided like, okay, maybe like May, June of 2024, because next year is just crazy. And I always told him I want at least a year to plan a wedding, especially because we're planning a wedding in St. Louis and we live in Nebraska. So it's super hard. We can't just like go see a venue every single weekend. It's just not possible. So I knew that I would be engaged by May of 2023. So that was like kind of on my radar there, but it was so.
See, she's already spoiling it, right? Because she's like, I want to be surprised, but hey, let's narrow it down.
Yeah, give me a window, surprise window. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, yeah.
You have to do it between June 1st of 2023 and June 2nd of 2023. But don't tell me that you're about to do it.
Well, that's a big window too, because I knew that like we wanted to get through it, you know, a year before. So I knew like that's like 6 months of time that it could happen. And I thought it would happen here in Nebraska, because I'm like, there's no way that he can get my mom and brother and like his family all in one place, because my family's from the Chicago area, his family's from St. Louis, and we're from Nebraska. So I'm like, if you can't have both families, then you can't have either, because then that's not really fair.
Yeah.
So I thought it would happen in Nebraska. I actually thought we went on like a glamping trip like 2 months ago, and I thought it would happen
in Ashland.
There.
We went to Ashland and did some glamping. I can't remember the park we were at. I think it starts with a K.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was cute, but I thought that it would happen there. And then before we went, he was like, yeah, it's not happening here. And I was like, dang it.
It would have been a good idea, but.
But you should have messed with her the whole time. Like, got down and tied your shoe a couple times.
Yeah, right. Walking. Yeah. And I still, even though he said that it wasn't going to happen, totally. I still was like, maybe he's trying to throw me off, whatever. But yeah, obviously it didn't happen. And then I would say like a month or so ago, like he just like knew stuff about rings all of a sudden, like things that I didn't even know.
Yeah, I got myself in trouble.
Big fail on that. But you never show your colors on that.
Think about this too. Once you get toward the holidays, and of course now we are mixed into this group, thank goodness. But there are so many people that get engaged.
Oh, so many proposals.
And you just pull up Facebook, you'll see two of them a day.
Right.
Like, that's just kind of how it works. You're like, oh my gosh, this person got engaged or this person got engaged.
Like,
so she's looking at all these rings and she's identifying the diamond wrong. And I'm like, well, you can't do that. Like,
yeah, I didn't know the difference between radiant
and misidentify
emerald.
A thing.
I mean, I'm gonna
tell you that you got it wrong.
I mean, really?
Yeah. So she's like talking about how this is a radiant. And I'm like, no, it's an emerald.
And of course she's going to be like, what are you?
Right. And then she's like, ooh, I love this shape. And I'm like, no, you don't. You hate ovals.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's getting an oval right now. And then she's like, oh, I really like this. This one is an emerald. I'm like, no, that's a princess cut. And I'm like,
and then he was talking about
labeling
clarity.
Labeling every single one.
Like, yeah.
Well,
so
I wasn't talking about clarity. I knew a lot about it, but it was like, if you were to dig deeper into the diamond and look into it, then you have to, you know, test clarity and color and things like that.
But like, I didn't know any of that. So I like go on my phone. I'm like researching more stuff about rings. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was talking to my mom and I'm like, he like knows a lot about rings all of a sudden.
Stupid.
So I didn't think that he was actually like ring shopping. I thought maybe you were like looking online just to get an idea. Cause I also thought that you would wait until after the holidays. Cause again, we would be back here in Nebraska. So that was like kind of my guess by like springtime or something. But yeah, I told my mom and then she goes, well, he still needs to ask me for permission. And I'm like, oh, well, he's probably going to want to do that in person. And like, I don't know when's the next time I'm going to see you because you're up in Chicago. So yeah, that kind of like threw me off. And then you are so busy from your job, but you kept saying, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. So I would joke around like, well, I could just propose to you.
I said, no, I said, I will tell you no.
I didn't want to, it was more so a joke, but yeah. So, anyways, yeah, that kind of like threw me off. So I was like, and I was definitely not expecting like anything at the Butterfly House, especially because we do date days every single month. And right. So since he's been so busy, I think we like went a month without date day. So we're like, we should do something when we go back to St. Louis because we're going to be there for about 2 weeks with his family. So he suggested the Butterfly House, and butterflies are super significant to me because I lost my father. And actually when I started dating Andrew, I started seeing monarchs everywhere. Like I would count them out to you when I'm like on the phone with you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's another one. They're like flying around when I'm driving and when I'm going for walks and stuff. So I just kept seeing them. And so it kind of became a symbol of our relationship. And I took that as like a sign from my dad, like, hey, this is the one that I sent to you. And I know butterflies are like a symbol of like loved ones that have passed. So, you know, I take every butterfly as a symbol, but especially monarchs. So I thought like going to the Butterfly House would be so fun. He had never been there before.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But we actually had to push it back a day.
Meanwhile, I had been there before to scout out the Butterfly House.
Right.
Yeah.
But right. I told her I'd never been there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had planned it for the 22nd. And then there was a snowstorm that was coming. And that was another thing that I'm like, how did my mom and brother get here during a snowstorm? Because my mom is I'm not driving when it's bad weather. So
I couldn't believe that too. The yeah. one day,
right?
The one
we're in the middle
day.
Of a freaking drought for the last 2 years, and it's a blizzard.
It's a true blizzard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like across the Midwest,
yeah.
if you looked at a map,
whiteout conditions,
it is blue around the entire Midwest, or at least the upper Midwest. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe, I'm like, yeah. I gotta push it back.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be driving in from all over the place and we may not be able to go to the Butterfly House mm-hmm. on the day of the event.
Yeah.
Because it's not to say that they would close the Butterfly House early. It's more road conditions.
Yeah.
So if road conditions don't allow you to get there, they will then close it early. But they told me they'd close it 3 hours before the actual proposal would take place. And I'm like, well, that doesn't give me a lot of time to readjust, maybe, you know, contact people that are coming in hours away
yeah, like
on, the
on the
road.
Right.
So I'm like, I guess I gotta push it back, which ended up working out mm-hmm. in the long run. It was probably safer too, because on that Thursday, it seemed miserable to be outside. Miserable. I went out and blew off the driveway and shoveled and blew off the cars with my dad and my brother twice on Thursday, and it was so cold, it was so windy, it was not fun to be outside. Yeah. So thank goodness we pushed it back.
Yeah, yeah, thankfully. And like he was so stressed, and I'm over here like, oh, day got pushed back a day, and he's like,
and he's freaking out.
Yeah, because yeah. I have to. It's essentially you go down your checklist, right?
Yeah,
and you're like, everything's in place, this is great, and then you're just like, wrinkle it all up,
yeah,
rewrite it.
Yeah, because you're organizing all these different pieces and players and stuff mm-hmm. that are coming in from all over the place.
And
yeah.
that's not even just people. We had to get food, right? We had food set up.
Photographer.
My photographer was my cousin, had to cancel because it was so close to Christmas. So I ended up having my brother-in-law take the photos. And, you know, we'll get a professional to take engagement photos.
Sure.
But I was like, you know what? Just capture the moment. So his parents had a nice camera. And I'm like, Andrew, you just do it. And I'm just going to work with what photos you get. And my brother said,
are those the ones that are on Facebook?
Yeah.
Those are good.
Well, yeah, and I edited them.
Oh, they're
so
really
like
good.
He just took them and then I did the editing and it worked out great.
Yeah. It looks great.
And it was the best cost. It was free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go wrong.
And
with that.
So you rented the whole
place.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give how I got Ashley there, but I want to get your perspective of in the Butterfly House because that's like what I was looking for. And then you broke it down from like light years.
I went
yeah, she
back.
Went ahead.
Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't know where you wanted me to start.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So
we, did you want me to talk or do
you go?
Okay. Okay. So we went
to
our
witnessing our first domestic dispute.
We went to our friend, Scott and Taylor's house, prior to the Butterfly House, and looking back, was it to like get us out of the house to
so
clean
my mom
and stuff.
Could clean.
Yeah. So we went over there to hang out with them, which was great because we hadn't seen them in a long time and they have a baby. So we were hanging out there. And that was probably like light years for you, just like passing the time. But for me, it was fun.
It was every minute turned into 10 minutes.
Then
every 10 minutes turned into an hour.
Come on.
Yeah, like, let's go.
And we were watching a football game that I did not care one bit about.
Yeah. So
go Houston.
So we were there, and then of course we started to head to the butterfly house, and like, he's just acting normal. Like, I would have thought like he'd be super nervous and whatever. He was stressed in the morning, and I did text my best friend Kaylee, like, he seems really stressed today. Cause he's like mopping the floor, like
angry mopping.
Yeah. He's just,
back hurt.
He just seems stressed. So anyways, we go to the butterfly house, and it's funny cause he's like, let's park up in this parking lot versus like down here, which is like a little bit closer to the place. But that's where all like, I guess, our family and friends' cars were, and I can't recognize cars. So
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So he's like, let's
I could though. So like that was bothering me. So we're walking down and I'm like, hey, look at this frozen pond to
and,
our left.
And I'm like so cold.
That's funny.
I'm getting annoyed because I'm like, why does he keep telling me to like look over here? I have heels on, we're running, and he's like, look at like the pond is beautiful. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Look at the pond. Yeah, like I've seen these before. And so we get inside. And I'm like, oh, no one's here. And she says, it's like, you guys are the last appointment today. So I'm like, awesome.
Was she supposed to say that? Did you tell her to say that?
So okay. This was the lady that I was in contact with the whole time. And she's like, yeah, you know, you guys are going to be the only ones there. So I told her, I said, hey, just be like, yeah, you know, last one of the day, you guys are the only two here. So once you're in and out, we're good to go. And we're like, sick. This is sweet.
So she takes our jackets and then we line up to go. Like in, and he's like, are you going to take your phone? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm not. And then when you said, actually, I'm going to get my phone, did you get the ring or something?
No, I actually went to go get my phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I needed to text people to come in after the proposal was over. And I'm like, I do need my phone. But it would have been a great idea to go back into the corner and get the ring. But I snuck the ring into my pocket when you were freezing, running to the door.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea what was going on. I just wanted to get inside.
Right.
So anyway, so she does the whole spiel like, make sure that you leave the door closed, the butterflies, all that stuff. And then we get in. And then he's kind of like directing me like, oh, we should go like through this path. And I'm like, okay. And like, he does that sometimes. So I'm like, I don't think anything of it.
Well, and it was the cool way.
Yeah, it was the cool way.
So
yeah,
I knew she would want to go that way.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law and my brother were actually on the boring path. Like, you know, just the OG path to go through.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, look at that. There's like a little waterfall and, you know, water area. So he's like, let's go over here. And again, like we go on date days every single month and he's very like, let's take, you know, candid photos and cute, like, you know, aesthetic
photos. Yeah, like just don't look at the camera and smile.
Yeah. So it was nothing like abnormal for me for him to say like, okay, like face this way and I'm going to get a picture of you like looking. So I'm like just trying to catch butterflies and I'm like, did you take it yet?
Meantime, you're behind her
on my knee.
Yeah.
And of course it's like a gravelly pavement that's the sidewalk.
So
I'm on a knee and I'm like, oh man, this kind of hurts. And so I'm like, you know, turn around. And then she turns around and almost falls into the water.
Yeah, because I kept scooting backwards. Like,
almost
oh
fell
my
right
gosh,
in.
What is going on?
Can you imagine?
That would be
we would have made 10 grand on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Sure,
and that would have went toward our wedding. But she had to stay dry.
Selfish.
I know.
Couldn't even put the team first.
Gosh. I know. I'm sorry, guys. It was such an out-of-body experience because I'm like, I always wanted to get engaged, be a wife, be a mom, all of these things. So when it actually happens, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening right now. So I felt like I was drunk and also going to have a heart attack. Like my chest was getting tight.
Do you even remember what he said?
Not a thing. Actually, one thing. So when we first
started.
Will
you marry me?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't even really
remember.
She
doesn't even remember saying yes.
No, not at all. The only thing I remember is when we first started dating, we were long distance, and so we were FaceTiming each other with my other friend, Sam, and we were playing the Chubby Bunny game where you can, like, take the marshmallows and, like, shove them in your cheeks. So the only thing I remember...
Do you know that game?
Oh, yeah, Chubby Bunny, for sure.
For sure, I played every day.
All the time.
Yeah, Beth and I. We actually played it last night.
So the only thing I remember is him saying, like, I've loved you since the beginning, something about, like, when we played the Chubby Bunny game. That's all I remember.
Which was like halfway through. I was on a knee for 45 seconds. I mean, leave it to me to be down there way too long.
Right.
Which I appreciate.
And just talking.
That's very nice. You
I appreciate that.
And then I got up and I looked at my knee because of the rock.
Is it dirty?
Pavement. No, it had imprints of what it looked like. It looked like my knee was a fossil.
But yeah, so you popped the question and then we were hugging. And like when I turned around, I saw two people out of my peripherals, but I did not recognize who they were until after. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Andrew and Joseph, his brother-in-law and his brother.
Yeah, like, leave it to my brother-in-law to be named Andrew too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, and did everybody make it that was supposed to?
No. So the important people did. And okay. Not to say that anybody was less
but
important.
But the main player. But,
yeah,
but
my mom, the family, my brother, and then his family.
Yeah, and you know what? My oldest sister would not have been able to make it if it were Thursday.
Oh,
because
really?
She worked until...
Oh,
5
six.
O'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So it actually worked out better that it happened on Friday. Some of our friends could not make it, which was understood. Some went back to, you know, their hometowns for Christmas, so they drove early because of the storm. Others just couldn't make it because of work or another, you know, conflict that they had
Christmas
on Friday.
Party.
Which is fine because, like I said, the families were there, and that's really all that matters.
Right.
So after that, his whole family came out and I'm like, oh my gosh, because immediately in my head afterwards, I'm thinking like, oh, we're going to see them obviously when we get back home. Did not think that was like another surprise. They all come out. And then another surprise, my best friend Kaylee came out and I'm like, oh my gosh. And she doesn't live in the area either. And I'm just like floored because there was a snowstorm and it's the day before Christmas Eve. So the fact that people took the time to come out from, you know, out of state, out of town was just like mind blowing.
Right. And what a cool day.
Awesome. And then a couple minutes later, I see my mom and brother walk, and that's when I lost it. So I'm like, there is no way. How are you here? I think I said that like 20 times. Like, how
that's
are you
cool.
here right now? Like, that just blew my mind. And so we're all crying, and my brother gave me a big hug, which never happens. Like, we're not very, like, huggy siblings. So that was a big progression in our relationship.
So you did a great job planning this thing. Like, you pulled
absolutely.
This off.
And then, you know, since I have to go above and beyond, I made the podcast afterward.
Yeah.
With Pat. Yeah. And we talked about the entire process from start to finish.
Yeah. And there was one part where it was, I don't even know when it was, like the beginning of December. Or no, it was like in whenever you got the ring.
Yeah.
The day you got the ring. Because you had the ring shipped. And I'll put a link to people can hear the whole story if they want to. But you had the ring shipped here to the office because you, obviously you can't send it to the house because Ashley's there. And then you asked, you know, you kept calling me that whole morning because you were down at Hale Varsity Club doing the radio show. You're like, is it there? Is it there?
I know.
Is it there?
I'm texting.
Like, dude, it's not here. But it finally came in and then you didn't want to take it back to the house or pay for a safety deposit box to keep it for a couple days. So Beth and I had it at the house.
Yep.
But
were you trying it on?
I did.
Yeah.
It didn't fit.
Pat was flaunting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wore it out to Romeo one night.
he put it around his neck because it wouldn't fit on his finger.
At that day when the ring came in, when you were in my office, you opened it up and, you know, showing everybody, and it was really cool. And you set the ring box on my desk. Like, you had to go up, do other stuff. And thank goodness my office, here's the deal. My office usually isn't clean. My desk is usually messy, papers everywhere. And the ring box was sitting right in the corner of the desk. Now, I've got a picture I'll show you guys if you're watching it on Facebook. And you left, ring box still sitting there. And then Sam from our social media team came in and was like, hey, can you do TikTok with me? I'm like, sure, whatever. Or for me. I'm like, sure, whatever. Just what do you want me to say? She told me what the topic was. She goes, okay, let's go. And she brought the camera out and I cleaned my desk off, but I didn't pull the ring box off.
Move the ring.
No, and the ring box is right there on the corner.
You might as well have opened it up and just set it there so everybody can see the diamond ring.
I still wouldn't have noticed.
And here's a picture. If you're watching it, there's a screenshot of it and there the ring box is circled. That's where it is. That's me doing the...
Look how clean your desk is, too.
I know.
It's normally mayhem.
If you looked on the floor, it just shoved it off onto the floor, all this stuff. But so as soon as that post, that afternoon, I get a call from Beth. She's like, what are you doing? The ring is on the desk. I'm like, what are you talking about? The ring's on the desk. And she goes, and Ashley was the first person to like the video. I'm like, no, are you kidding me? Of all times.
Awesome.
And I knew from that day, like I didn't, she's like, you gotta,
you're
almost
scarred.
We almost called you that. And I'm like, we cannot call him because he'll flip out. He'll be panicked.
It would be on my mind. It would be, oh, did she see it?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I didn't even notice because I'm just such a supportive fiance that anything
At
media related, I just am scrolling like,
yeah,
scroll,
same.
Like, so that's like, I had no idea when
we're here for numbers.
And then you know, my wife, the investigator, gets on. she saw, like, either zoomed in or asked me where you got the ring. And so she looked at that company's all their social media to make sure you weren't following them.
And can you imagine if I was?
Oh my gosh.
Then
it would have been, it would have been rough.
And Pat blows the surprise.
Right. I was
never leaving him with a ring again.
Nightmare.
Well, good thing you don't have to do it again.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, for an anniversary. What if there was an anniversary? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But then you can just ship it to your house.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It doesn't
that's
have true. To say that big of a surprise yeah. at that point.
No, everything has to be a surprise.
So are you guys have a date?
May 25th of 2024. We want to do it Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Perfect.
And the reason for that is because we're traveling into St. Louis. Her family's going to be traveling in from the Chicago area. And
yours as well. You have family up there.
And we'll have some friends and family from, well, not family, but just friends from Omaha invited. And if they want to come in, it provides a good like length of time for a wedding. So the reason people love Friday weddings is because you have Saturday to recover mm-hmm. and then you have Sunday to, you know, get your stuff together for the week, yeah. right? Yeah. It's not a recovery day. It's a, hey, let's get stuff done today.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone's like, hey, Friday weddings are low key great.
And but like cheaper.
Saturday weddings are just kind of ideal for everybody. Mm-hmm. So ours is going to be on Saturday, but if you have a Memorial Day weekend, now you have basically a Friday wedding on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you have Monday off.
Yeah.
So that's why we thought, why not? Because with people traveling, it just gives them a chance to get back.
Yeah.
So they can come in, say on Friday, whenever they can, and then, you know, Saturday's the wedding. They can stay on Sunday and recover if they want to and drive back Monday, or they can drive back Sunday and have Monday back at home
to do whatever they need. We had a Friday wedding and it was the same. It was so much fun. People had a chance to tear it up and then have, and Beth needed all 48 of those hours to recover. She got popped. She drank a whole bottle of Absolute, orange Absolute. Like her, she was...
Orange Absolute mm-hmm. out of all vodkas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
She just kept going back. And every picture, her glass, the ball never goes down.
Right.
And it's from like the whole night. Yeah.
That's amazing.
She's my hero.
She was roughed up.
So that's kind of the idea right now. It'll be at a church. We're going to have it at a hotel, a reception at a hotel, because it's great. Sets everybody mm-hmm. up. You everybody party, you go to your room. Yep. That's it. And
30% off rooms.
She's already looking at honeymoon destinations.
What are you guys thinking?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's got to be somewhere warm.
We were looking at some like places in Jamaica. We're going to Punta Cana in April for a friend's wedding, but we're like, we don't really want to like...
I don't want to double up Punta Cana.
Yeah, because like might as well go somewhere else.
We went there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So since we're going there for one, I told her, even if it's, you know, say Jamaica and the Bahamas are out of our budget for some reason, I'm like, I've never been to Cancun, and I know Cancun's kind of like,
I'm fine with that.
It's at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to vacations because
it's every
high school spring break destination.
Yeah. Right. But you love it. We've gone there. We've been there twice and we love Cancun.
It's, I don't want to say it's cheap, but it's relatively inexpensive what the other locations are. So that's not out of the ballpark either.
And also like thinking about an all-inclusive resort, which is what it'll be. It's like at the end of the day, are they really that different? Like, yeah, they'll look a little different.
You have the beach, you have water, and you have a pool.
Like, and same thing with the room. I was like, do we go?
And you got a guy named Jose serving you some drinks.
Yeah. But hey. I was thinking like, do we go with like the cheapest room? Cause we're barely going to be in it. And then like, just tell them it's our honeymoon. And if they want to upgrade us, do that. Or do we just like, pay for the honeymoon
that's got
suite.
Some tricks when it comes to that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So she's all about the experience, like the room experience and the resort experience. So she'll do both. But she's every time, every hotel we check in, she's like, hey, can any chance we can upgrade? And I think 9 times out of 10, like, yeah, sure. And they just upgrade.
Oh, awesome.
If there's availability.
Right.
So, well, we're super happy for you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in. And thanks for letting me be part of the whole podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that was a huge benefit for me. To have somebody like you to not only capture the ring, show the ring early, and do the podcast.
Almost screwed up.
No, it's great.
You couldn't ask for a better friend.
Right,
yeah. But I've listened to that podcast like, you know, nearly 10 times now, and it's just something to treasure forever. So thank you.
The messages at the end were fantastic.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. We had videos from all family and friends that were there too.
Oh, it gets me every time.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet it does.
Yeah.
So we'll have, when the live's over, I'll put that in the description of the podcast. So you guys can click through and watch that. And thank you guys. We love you guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
And thank you guys for watching, listening. Oh, and again, Tuesday,
590. Coffee and Cream. Join us. DB and I.
Yep.
We'll be tearing up the radio waves.
That's right. All right, cool. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks, dude. You got it. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you guys for, and good job on your first live ever, Ashley.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Mama made it.
Thanks, guys.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.